The Whitelink Warriors are back in action this Thursday the 27th in knockout cup action against the Plymouth Devils. So get on down to the Andrew Uni Stadium in Smallbrook. Gates open 5:30, racing starts at 7. If you can't make it in person, listen to Humpty and Shania live on Vectis Radio from 7.
Makes it into the lead, closely followed by Tom Woolley. This is not very good for the score sheet for the Whitelink Warriors, is it?
Making it very, very close.
As the Whitelink Warriors are a third and fourth at the moment. Come on, the Warriors!
Following last week's fantastic Speedway meeting against Weymouth, the Isle of Wight Whitelink Warriors start out on their quest for knockout cup progression when they entertain the Plymouth Devils at the Andrew Uni Stadium on Thursday the 27th of April. Gates open at 5:30, the rider parade is at 6:45, the first race is at 7. The teams will face each other 24 hours later in Devon, with the aggregate winners progressing to meet Birmingham in the next round of the competition. The Devils have joined the National League this year, having endured a troubled 2016 in the Speedway Premiership, where financial pressures and mindless vandalism at their facility took its toll. This prompted a change of ownership in the winter, with new and enthusiastic management moving quickly to restructure the team, and certainly got tongues wagging when the much-travelled Steve Boxall signed on to lead the side. Boxall joins with the highest average of 10.3 of any rider in the division and can expect good backup from former Warriors Benji Compton and Lee Smart.
Barry Bishop, the Warriors co-promoter, said, "This promises to be another night of super speedway and off-track fun. Following last week's massive crowd for the Bryn Williams celebration, we will be delighted to welcome back lots of people who enjoyed that meeting. Whilst on track, our Warriors will be fired up to lay down a first leg marker. In these two-legged meetings, every point is vital and we need points from every position in the team. If we can do that and contain the Devils' big guns, there is no reason why we shouldn't take a useful lead into the second leg. Having had one difficult trip to the St Boniface Arena already this year, we are looking to put a strong showing this time around." Unfortunately, injuries are still affecting the Warriors. Tyler Govier and Rick Mullins have not fully recovered from the knock sustained a fortnight ago, and so the rider replacement facility will operate for Govier, whilst Alex Spooner from Kent will deputise for Mullins at reserve. The lineups for the two legs are expected to be, for the Warriors, Ben Wilson, rider replacement for Tyler Govier, James Cockle, Chris Whitburn, Nathan Greaves, Jamie Seeley, Alex Spooner and Rob Watts, number 8. For the Plymouth Devils, it will be Steve Boxall, Richard Andrews, Lee Smart, Callum Walker, Benji Compton, Rob Parker and Henry Atkins. New Warrior Nathan Greaves has a busy week with 4 meetings in 5 days, one of which will see him go for individual success in the British Under-21s final at Poole on Wednesday evening.
Need even more Speedway news? Remember, you can always catch the podcasted meetings on either vectisradio.com. Go to the homepage and click on iPlayer and you'll soon find it, or log on to speedwayportal.com. Click on the Warriors page and you'll find lots of videos and audio of the Whitelink Warriors. Listen to Humpty and Shania live on Vectis Radio from 7.